Dave and Dejanovic.
Turns out if you shoot a bald eagle and probably other birds, and they don't know who did it, they're going to put a $10,000 tag on you for tips leading to your arrest and conviction. That's law enforcement. The other avenue is in court, you could be slapped with a $100,000 fine and spend a good chunk of time in prison.
It is incredible the things you can't do to a bald eagle. Like, obviously, you can't kill a bald eagle. You can't chase it, can't shoot it, poison it, wound it, kill it, capture it, trap it, collect it. And it even says molest it or disturb it.
So torture it.
Or even play around with
all
it.
All those like things I said, you listed are like torturing a bird.
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredibly comprehensive list.
Well, they're protected, right? The Bald and Golden Eagles Protection Act enacted almost 85 years ago. So, you know, ignorance of an 85-year-old law is no excuse. This is, you know, so basically right now we've got this $10,000 reward, in this case of whodunit to a bald eagle that had to be euthanized after it was shot in the wing. This is all kinds of horrible. It sounds like it happened in the Iron County area, Captain.
That's correct. It did. Yes.
Thanks for joining us. Sorry, we had to put your interview on hold. Yesterday was a wild day here at Broadcast House. Captain Chad Bettridge, law enforcement officer with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. When did this happen, and how was this poor eagle discovered?
So it happened just about a week ago, and there was an individual who was kind of driving down a road just northwest of Cedar City and noticed this bird just off the road out in the West Desert. And the bird was alive at that time. The individual went over, thought that the bird had been electrocuted, because that does happen. The eagles land on power lines, and they're so big that they're able to stretch out their wings and, you know, hit lines and get electrocuted. So that was what his assumption was. He picked it up and took it to a rehabber in Cedar, and the rehabber said it had not been electrocuted, and they contacted the Division of Wildlife Law Enforcement, and that's how we got involved.
So what had happened to it?
So initially, the rehabber looked at it, and they were worried that it had been shot by a shotgun. So, and at that time, the bird was beyond saving, so they did have to euthanize the bird. And so the rehabber euthanized the bird, and then the law enforcement officer showed up, and they x-rayed the bird and didn't see any shrapnel or any type of shotgun pellet or anything like that. So the officer took the bird and processed the carcass and did find a bullet hole in the wing. And it was we're not 100% sure what type of rifle it was used, but it appeared to be a bit of a larger calibered rifle that was used to shoot at this bird.
So it feels very, very intentional then.
Yeah. I don't know of based on the circumstances that we have right now, it feels that it was done on purpose. I don't know how you could accidentally shoot an eagle with a large powered rifle, but I guess there's a possibility of that happen. But for the most part right now, that's kind of how we're looking at it.
Yeah. Well, especially if it's just in the wing, that makes me think that it was probably flying, because, you know, if it's on the ground or on a perch, then you can't just hit the wing. The wings are tucked right next to the body.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that sometimes birds of prey engorge themselves with food, and they sit on the ground and to digest it and maybe stretch their wings out or something like that. So it's possible, but that's the circumstances are such that we don't have an incredible amount of information on what actually happened, which is why we're seeking the public to see if anybody else might know.
Yeah. Well, $10,000 reward has been announced for information that leads to a conviction. Do you have any leads? And if you catch the person, how much, you know, can we throw the book at them?
So within the Division of Wildlife, we have parameter. I mean, we have rewards available, but that $10,000 is announced outside of the Division of Wildlife, which is great. It's just
another organization stepped up because they love bald eagles. Okay, that's awesome.
For sure. And if we can, find who did this and we send them to court and they're convicted, they could be convicted of a felony. It would, cost them lots of court fines, lots of, restitution on the eagle itself, things like that. So it is a serious crime. It's as serious as you get in the Division of Wildlife as far as taking something intentionally. We're looking into it as hard as we can. Leeds right now, I spoke to the officer a few days ago. He said he's talked to a couple people, but we're still looking for more information.
Captain Chad Betteridge, thank you for joining us from law enforcement with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources.
Does that satisfy the questions that you had about fines and why they do this?
Yeah, I think I have some larger questions of why such a harsh punishment. I get that is the law because of the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. I wonder if it's not too harsh for shooting a bird. A $100,000 fine, a year in prison. It feels excessive.
Straight ahead, let's talk about Lunchables. There's a report out that now Consumer Reports wants those quad tray film covered circles of meat, square cheese, and cookies and crackers banned from school lunch lines. You don't want schools to serve them anymore. You're going to find out why next. See if you agree.